Welcome back to KSL Radio, Friday afternoon awesomeness with Amy Donaldson.
And Steve Handy, and we're in the home stretch, aren't we, Amy?
We are. It's gone by so fast, yes. We are happy to welcome Director of Utah State Parks, Jeff Rasmussen. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for the invite. Happy to be here.
Yeah. So tell us, this time of year, it seems like things should be slowing down at parks. I know as a person who goes to the parks in the winter to avoid the crowds, can people go to all the parks? Are there different hours?
You know what? This is a great time to go to our state parks, and particularly on a day like today when it's in the upper 50s and low 60s, we continue to offer camping and hiking and mountain biking and fishing and sightseeing at our state parks all throughout the year. But with the winter season coming up, we've also got some really fun events like Christmas light shows. And we have three parks that have drive-through Christmas light shows. Willard Bay State Park, Jordanelle, and Utah Lake State Park all have Christmas light displays that you can drive right through with your car. And they've got music synchronized to the light show and really cool. The other thing that a lot of our parks are doing is Winterfest opportunities where they're highlighting like snowshoeing and ice fishing and just fun winter activities, because there's so many cool things to do off, what we call off season at our parks. And the beauty of it is you don't have the crowds, you don't have the lines. So it's a great time to visit.
Hey, Jeff, this is Steve. I was in your office just a couple days ago, and we were talking about the things in the upcoming legislative session in 2020. And you were talking to me. I serve on the Natural Resources Appropriations Subcommittee. And you were talking about some of your plans, and it's just very exciting. We have 44 state parks. That includes the new state park, the newest state park at Echo. I want you to talk about that a little bit. But Jeff lives in Tooele County, and he came in today to talk about this. He said any time, and we should. But some of our state parks in Utah, you know, I'm thinking of Kodachrome, for example. That would be a national park in some other states. And you and I were in our awesome San Juan County here a month or so ago together on a tour. We went to the little 10-acre gooseneck, what is it, goosenecks of the San Juan State
you
Park.
You got it right.
Amazing
right.
place. This is an amazing place. But tell us about the new park. What's overall visitation in our 44 state parks?
Our last season that we tracked, for the last fiscal year, we had almost 7.5 million visitors state parks. So I think the secret's out on that too. But there's still a lot of people that don't know about our state parks. I kind of an interesting story. I was talking with a guy that does tours in Utah at our national parks. He brings in visitors from all over the world, and they come for the Mighty Five, the national parks, because that's what they know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But he knows about our state parks, and he makes sure that he squeezes in visits to Kodachrome and Coral Pink and Sand Hollow and Snow Canyon. And the interesting thing, at the end of the tours, he says, "What was your favorite part of the tour?" And he says, 9 times out of 10, it's one of our state parks, Goblin Valley. You know, one of those
which
ones
is expanding, right? Which is going to be expanding.
Yeah, it's
a little
one
bit.
Of the ones that we're expanding. Yeah. But we've got 44 awesome parks, and
I will
they're
say
just real gems.
Dead Horse State Park is one of my favorites.
That is,
you know,
that is.
So on the expansion note, we're so appreciative of the support of the legislature in giving us the ability to reinvest the money that we collected our parks back into our parks, and we've got some really exciting expansion projects. You mentioned Echo State Park. Echo is brand new to our system. Just a year ago, we added that park, and we're completely redeveloping that park, adding new campgrounds and day-use areas and a new boat ramp. And one of the most exciting developments there is a cabin village up in the main use area, if you're familiar with Echo. But we're talking about putting in mini homes that will have all the amenities. If you really want to camp spoiled, you'll have, you know, your own bedroom and kitchen and dining room and cooking facilities. But, you know, that on top of all the other traditional things that we have offered our state parks. But Echo's really exciting.
Very, very exciting. I want people to understand that our state parks in Utah, we've got a tremendous model. They're pretty well self-sustaining. You know, the visitor fees and the annual fees and everything like that, they're pretty well self-sustaining.
And you can buy a pass.
And you can buy a pass.
I have an annual pass.
An annual pass, and, you know, that might get some tweaking around the edges coming up.
Stop.
But
you ruin everything, Steve.
Sorry.
Hey, it's all good stuff.
It's all good stuff.
No, I consider it my donation to supporting that, though. Yeah, no, because I don't go to every single park.
But, and that's the beauty of it, is the fees that you pay to go into our state parks are reinvested back into the state parks. Yeah. So I think that's pretty awesome.
It's a really, really great model. Here's a question I wanted to ask you. We just had Annalise from Ski Utah on here talking about this issue of sustainability. What are we doing in our state parks in terms of this sustainability? And we mentioned climate change, changing climate, whatever, you know, like that.
I think just increased traffic. Like, we love things so much. I love
increased
Dead Horse
carbon
State
footprint.
Park. I take everybody there. Now all the campgrounds are always full. So how do you not love something to death?
Well, when you mentioned that, the first thing that came to my mind is just all the people that are coming to our state parks. And we have similar stories at many of our state parks on Saturdays and holidays where we have people waiting in line for 2 or 3 hours. But the beauty of our state park system is we have plenty of other parks that aren't fully utilized, so we need to do a better job at getting the word out of these other opportunities. There's plenty of opportunities to go around. We just need to make sure that the public recognizes that. And we've got some other ideas.
I volunteer to go to all the parks and tell you how cool they are.
We'll get you signed up.
I want that job. So, I mean, I do think that would be, that's one of the things that I see a friend go somewhere and I think, oh, that looks like an amazing hike, or what a great view. And that is the way we sort of know about these things, is word of mouth.
Well, the other thing that we're doing to address overcrowding at our parks is expanding our facilities. And we've got a lot of our state parks that have plenty of room to expand with new parking lots, new campgrounds, so that we can accommodate all these visitors that are coming in. And then our job is just to get the word out of these awesome opportunities.
Yeah, you and I have talked a little bit about Antelope Island up my way in Davis County, where I was on the, and Amy and I have talked about this. We've both been on the Bison Roundup before, or on horseback, and done that. Both of us have done that. But also the plans you have up there for some RV hookups, possibly the Western Village that you were just talking about, the cabins up at Echo. And that will just do even more to enhance the availability of that park. I know Antelope Island gets Jeremy Shaw about 500,000 visitors a year up there.
It's got to be in the top 5 or 6.
Yeah, lots of our Asian friends come and hit Antelope Island to see the bison herd and the everything on their way to Yellowstone.
Yeah, but the amazing thing about that is we have more people coming from out of the area to visit Antelope Island State Park than we do local visitors, and there's so many cool things out there to take advantage with bike trails and beaches and hiking.
And that's actually a park I would prefer to go to in the winter because of the bugs in the summer.
Yeah, the no-see-ums are
just stay away in April and May.
Yeah. Or just hike at a really brisk pace. I mean, I was climbing Frary Peak in May, I think it was.
And the no-see-ums were after you.
I have never hiked as fast.
Good exercise, right?
It was. And really, I do know a lot of people who haven't been out to the island, and there are some cool things out there. But one thing I was going to say is, are there hours for the parks, or can you go to the park like at midnight on New Year's, like I did it? I hiked a Delicate Arch one New Year's Eve.
Generally, our hours are from 7 in the morning till 10 at night. However, most of our parks you can access 24 hours a day. Now, if you're camping, then you've pretty much got 24-hour access.
Yeah, so you can just be careful and be smart. Don't be a dummy, right?
Hey, there's been a full moon out the last several nights. It'd be awesome to be out there hiking on the trails. Plenty of light.
Yeah.
And no bugs.
This is the best time. There was just a race. There's another race. I run out there. There's been some really great races out there. It's a lot of fun to go out there and run.
Well, thanks for everything you're doing, Jeff. This is, and you and your staff, your great staff, this is really, really terrific. These gems in our state. We were talking earlier, you know, Utah best managed state, and Amy was bringing in some of these amenities that makes Utah such a wonderful place, and right at the top of the list are the outdoor recreational opportunities and our gems of state.
Is there a place people can go? Is there a website where they can see the 44 parks?
Thanks for bringing that up. It's stateparks.utah.gov. And if you want to know anything about any of our state parks or the events that are coming up, that's the best place to go.
Awesome. Thank you so much for all you guys do and letting us know about cool, fun things to do there.
Thanks for the opportunity and any time.
Awesome interview for our awesome this Friday, Jeff. Thank you.
Yes. You're listening to KSL Radio.